This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk said Tuesday there is an agreement in place for Russia to observe a temporary ceasefire and allow civilians to evacuate the eastern Ukrainian city of Sumy. Russia's defense ministry said additional evacuation quarters could be in place in Kyiv, Chernihiv, Kharkiv, and Mariupol. Several previous attempts to set up such quarters to evacuate civilians from areas subjected to Russian attacks have fallen apart during the nearly two-week-old Russian invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian officials Monday rejected Russian plans to have many of the quarters lead evacuating Ukrainians to either Russia or Belarus. Also on Monday, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky called on Western allies to initiate a boycott in the sale of goods to and from Russia, including petroleum products.
Boycott. Sanctions should include a boycott of Russian exports, in particular, a refusal of oil and oil products from Russia. It can be called an embargo or just a moral issue when you refuse to give money to terrorists. A boycott of imports to Russia, if they don't want to respect civilized rules, they shouldn't get goods and services from civilization.
The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has not ruled out such a boycott. Meanwhile, Russian attacks overnight included bombings of cities in eastern and southern Ukraine and shelling that hit several suburbs of Kyiv. Britain's defense ministry said Ukrainian forces are resisting Russia's advances towards Kyiv with pressure in towns outside the capital city. British defense ministry Ben Wallace said Tuesday such resistance and supply problems are making Russian forces more desperate. He says as a result, Russia is conducting indiscriminate shelling of civilians. This is VOA News. South Korea's military reported Tuesday it fired warning shots at a North Korean patrol boat that crossed the de facto inter-Korean sea border off the peninsula's west coast. In a statement, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the skirmish occurred as South Korean authorities detained another North Korean vessel that had also crossed the so-called northern limit line. The statement added the North Korean patrol boat, which was pursuing the first vessel, retreated after South Korea's military fired the warning shots. South Korea's military detained the other vessel and brought it to nearby Baekrong Island. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported that six of the seven crew members were wearing military uniforms. A small Korean South Korean military spokesman told VOA that Seoul was investigating the nature of the detained boat. The U.S. Senate has given final approval to legislation that would make the act of lynching a federal hate crime. The Associated Press's Tim McGuire reports.
For the past century, the Senate gives final approval to a bill to make lynching a federal crime. Members of Congress tried hundreds of times over the past century to pass a law to make lynching a federal crime before the Senate gave final unanimous approval to the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act.
That it took so long is a stain, a bitter stain. On America.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill, coming more than 60 years after teenager Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi in 1955, is an advancement by the nation.
While this will not erase the horrific injustices to which tens of thousands of African Americans have been subjected over the generations, nor fully heal the terror inflicted on countless others, it is an important step forward as we continue the work of confronting our nation's past in pursuit of a brighter and more just future.
The bill goes to President Biden for his signature. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Doctors at Duke University in the southeastern U.S. city of Durham, North Carolina, say a baby is thriving after a unique heart transplant. Doctors say baby Easton needed a new heart and also had a defective thymus, which helps build the body's immune system. The procedure came with a bonus technique of implanting some immune system tissue in an effort to prevent organ rejection. One of the surgeons involved in the procedure, Dr. Joseph Turek, said the transplant was actually done in the middle of last year, and they waited to announce it because they wanted to make sure that Easton's immune system was responding. The hope was combining a new heart with specially lab-grown implants of donated thymus might let the baby develop immune cells that could tolerate his new organ. The surgeon says baby Easton is receiving medications to prevent his body from rejecting that new heart. The doctor says if baby Easton continues to thrive and show good progress, the procedure could potentially be applied to all.